FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Rights group Sonke Gender Justice says there's an urgent need to address cultural norms that promote toxic masculinity.
We really need to redouble our efforts as a country by working on intensive programs with men and boys so that we rediscover positive masculinities that will ensure that we move away from all this negativity to a life where all people can live a life filled with dignity and respect, including women and girls.
It's been commenting on the recent cases of gender-based violence in KZN after at least 10 women were killed last month, allegedly by their partners. Today, 21-year-old Ayabonga Mjilo, who was allegedly murdered by her manager, will be laid to rest in High Flats on the south coast. Mjilo was strangled to death before Mfanafuthi Kunene buried her in his yard in Nanda. The NPO's Bafana Khumalo says GBV remains a major challenge in the province.
Just the other day, the Minister of Police reported that just in KwaZulu-Natal, since October to date, 110 women have been murdered. 64 of these women were shot and killed. 24 of them were stabbed to death. 15 were beaten to death. 4 suffered blunt force trauma, while 3 others were burned to death.
Police in Mpumalanga say they're investigating a tavern shooting in Pienaar that's left at least 7 people dead. Spokesperson Donald Mdluli says the motive for this morning's shooting is unknown at this stage.
An unconfirmed number of victims have been taken to hospital, and we hear that they are in a critical condition. No arrest for now. We are still looking for the suspects and also the circumstances on how they were shot.
And the U.S. Supreme Court looks likely to uphold a law that would ban TikTok in the country. Restrictions could be enforced within days unless the social network is sold by its Chinese owners. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preloger says the app is a threat to national security because it has data on 170 million Americans, many of them teenagers.
And they might become members of our military. They might become senior government officials. And for the Chinese government to have this vast trove of incredibly sensitive data about them, I think obviously exposes our nation as a whole to a risk of espionage and blackmail.
Lawyers representing TikTok's owner ByteDance say China has never attempted to misuse sensitive data. The clip played was courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, rights group Sonke Gender Justice says there's an urgent need to address cultural norms that promote toxic masculinity. It says 21-year-old Ayabonga Mjilo, who was allegedly murdered by her manager, is being laid to rest today. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.